Drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen.
Thank you.
loving and heavenly Father, we, your people, come to you today as those who are buffeted from all sides. We are those who are constantly barraged by alluring temptations, and now we face increasingly imperious opposition from this world and its ruler. In our darker moments, we sometimes lament that our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. And yet, O Lord, we come and praise you today on this holy day of celebration, your great day of Pentecost. We praise you for fulfilling your ancient prophecies, that you poured out your Spirit on all flesh, causing the sons and daughters of your church of old to prophesy, see visions, and dream dreams. We praise you that you showed wonders in heaven above and on earth beneath, sending the Holy Spirit in divided tongues as of fire. But your great deeds continue even to this day. You are still he who can make these bones live. And we praise you today for your great continuing work of salvation, for putting sinews and flesh upon our dry bones, inspiring us with the breath of life while we were yet sinners, dead, and enemies. You opened our graves and brought us up from them, putting your Spirit in us, making us live, and placing us into your church. This day we praise you that your ways, though inscrutable, are always beneficial for us. Although sorrow filled the hearts of the apostles when Jesus ascended, it was to their advantage that your church might receive her comforter. There are some today in our midst who temporarily sorrow by your inscrutable will. We especially raise up Matt Hopkins, the headmaster of Augustine Christian Academy, with his new diagnosis of a brain tumor. Be with Alan's brother, Lewis, with his prostate cancer, and Alan's sister, Christine, with her breast cancer. We pray for Tabitha and her stomach issues, praying that her endoscopy will bring answers and relief. We also pray for Pastor Jim and his medical and dental trials. May all these find their comfort in your benevolent will and find consolation in your Spirit's presence. We also lift up in praise those whom you have brought through trials. Thank you for Hannah and Pepe's successful surgeries, and be with them in the remainder of the healing process. We pray for the safe return of the McGoverns and pray that they would quickly be settled after their long absence. Now, Lord, on this Pentecost, we remember the great miracle performed in Jerusalem, causing people from all languages to be able to hear the wonderful works of God in their own tongues. We praise you that this miracle still continues, as you lead your church into all nations, spreading the gospel to all peoples and all languages. Yet as the gospel spreads, it still encounters scoffers. We see many in our own day who respond to your people like those in Jerusalem of old, and upon hearing your word, they sneer that they are full of new wine. Embolden us to respond by proclaiming your truth like Peter, because it is not for us alone that you promise, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We pray for the continued presence of your Spirit through this journey, that your church may be guided into all truth, while the world is convicted of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Use us to prophesy to the dry bones of the world, the dry bones of our culture, and even the dry bones of some who call themselves Christians, but are in fact a synagogue of Satan. Send your power with your words so that they may transform your enemies and may fill our culture of death with your Spirit of life. We pray this by the Spirit of truth, sent by the Son, proceeding from the Father. And to the glory of this whole blessed Trinity, we rise on this Pentecost and pray the prayer taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by the Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he'd given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
sit not because we're tired or that we're relaxed in any way, but we sit for a couple of reasons. One is because the work has been finished for us by Jesus Christ. And number two, we sit because we rule and reign with him, even in this world, as his royal priesthood. Let us be thankful for the bread which strengthens our heart to this end. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our God and our Father, we give you thanks for the blood that's been poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant, this we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love, one toward another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Oh,
church your discharge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.